Hey, Region. My name is Derek. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from anxiety and same-sex attraction. I grew up believing in God and knowing that Jesus was the Son of God, but I didn't understand his role in my life. Church was just a part of my family's Sunday routine. I didn't see God as someone I could have a relationship with. Instead, I saw him as a distant judge. I grew up believing that I just had to do enough good to outweigh my mistakes. However, I was blind to my sin, and I didn't see myself as a sinner. This inaccurate view of God and myself left me vulnerable to finding my identity in what the world told me. As a kid, my brother and I experienced rejection from our friends in the sixth grade. This experience left me feeling like there was something deficient in me, that I was lacking something that other boys had. Growing up, I came to envy other boys who seemed to have better lives, who had more friends, who were better at sports, and who received more love and affirmation from their fathers. Over time, this envy and feeling like I wasn't good enough spawned curiosity and an attraction of a sexual nature. During junior high, in a search to satisfy this curiosity, I discovered gay porn on the internet, and my struggle with same-sex attraction became real. I was ashamed of this struggle and told no one. When my niece was born during my senior year of high school, I didn't want her to have an uncle who struggled with this, so I quit porn completely. But a struggle with masturbation would continue for the next 10 years. In college, I found success in academics and athletics, earning better grades in my classes than I did in high school, and playing on the varsity soccer team. While my skills as a player were average, I made up for it through hard work and became the toughest player on the team. I would occasionally attend parties and get drunk, which brought me more acceptance by my peers. I also was attending a church that a friend had invited me to. I was balancing having one foot in the world and one foot in the church. I felt like I finally had a good handle on life. However, after college, I faced temptation to seek what the world said would bring me more joy and satisfaction. This eventually led me to cross sexual boundaries for the first time with a girl I had a crush on from high school. Afterwards, I felt an overwhelming conviction. I had viewed my abstinence and waiting until marriage before sex as the last thing that was keeping me in good standing with God. And since I had failed at this, and I wasn't succeeding in grad school like I had been in college, I became depressed. Eventually, by God's grace, I finished grad school and got a job in Dallas. When I moved, I quickly found Watermark and became a member. During this process, I heard the gospel for the first time in a way that made sense to me, and I finally understood the role of Jesus in my life. I am a sinner, as proven by my actions, and the result of my sin is eternal separation from God. But Jesus paid the price for my sin on the cross, and his righteousness has been offered to me as a gift. I accepted Jesus and the gift of salvation. And over the next several months, God brought me out of depression. But while I had peace with my eternal salvation, depression had left me with much anxiety. I occasionally met people around Watermark who had gone through Regen, and I heard about how it changed their lives and brought them closer to God in a way that nothing else had. So, after a couple years of failing to control my anxiety and failing to quit masturbation, I decided to give Regen a try. Step one, admit, was one of the biggest steps for me, because while I had no problem admitting my struggle with anxiety, admitting my struggle with same-sex attraction was something I had too much shame to do. But as I heard a couple other guys confess this same struggle, it gave me the courage that I needed to confess it as well. In step four, I began to see the things I idolized in place of God. Step seven, follow, is where I really began to feel change occur in my life. It wasn't enough for me to just turn away from my sin. I had to turn towards something. I saw that as I turned in dependence towards Christ, my idols became smaller. As I started finding the peace and joy that I had been seeking for in life. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Throughout recovery, God revealed to me areas of my life where I sought identity apart from him, including a struggle with body image. I had an obsession with going to the gym, and I knew that God knew it was something I idolized, but I did not know how to let go of it. So I started pleading to God to help me let it go. A month later, I permanently injured my back at the gym, which has prevented me from being able to lift like I used to. This devastated me, but it forced me to turn to God in a way that I hadn't before. And the result was that I began to truly value the way He sees me over the way others see me. This led me to trust God even more throughout the rest of my recovery, from forgiveness and making amends to sharing His story of grace in my life with others. Today, my life is different. The temptation is still there to find my value in what others think of me, but I know to place my hope in Christ. And while I am not perfect at turning to God with every circumstance every time, I now look for the fruit found in Proverbs 28:13, which says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." God uses His word and the people He has placed in my life to remind me of truth and to abide in Him, where I find the peace and joy I desire that only He can provide. God has changed my relationship with my parents. Making amends with my father has brought me closer to them, and God has graciously provided opportunities for me to share the gospel with them. He has also changed what I desire when I interact with others. Before, my focus was on trying to impress others through my performance or my physical appearance or my job title in hopes of earning their acceptance and approval. Now, even though I'm still tempted, I know that I don't need their approval because I am loved by God. This has freed me to focus on loving others the way Christ calls me to. Before recovery, I carried an overwhelming weight of guilt and shame related to my struggle with same-sex attraction. God has shown me that I am not defined by the struggle and that He is greater than any struggle that I face in my life. It is hard to describe the relief I found when I confessed this struggle for the first time to my community group. They responded in a way that made me feel more loved than I had ever felt before. I experienced freedom from the huge weight of guilt and shame that had kept me isolated and prevented me from trusting God. I now strive to bring other men that same freedom by serving in groundwork to do what I can to give them hope and encouragement in the midst of their struggles, and to share with them the hope and identity available to them in Christ. Lastly, in June of 2022, I received the gift of marriage. God has blessed me with a beautiful wife who doesn't see me as the sum of my struggles, but as a child of God made in His image. God is kindly using my marriage to continue to sanctify me. Struggling with same-sex attraction has brought challenges in marriage that I have to guard against. But at the same time, I'm seeing God at work continually redeeming this part of my life. He is also teaching me I have room to grow in sanctification in areas I didn't think I need growth, like in love and patience. I am continually learning the importance of guarding my heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." If this is your first time here, welcome. Your struggles do not define you. You are more valuable to God than you know. I give God all the glory for redeeming me and saving me from the death and destruction that come from seeking life apart from Him. My name is Derek. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from anxiety and same-sex attraction, all thanks to God who gets all of the glory.